Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I have
a
book.
All right. Oh, here we go. Humble bragging with the teasers. All right. I've got something soft going hard in London.
Wow. Stay tuned. Just listen to the whole of the theme tune to find out what.
I was tempted to just run the entire 5 minute long bed, but no, we're here. Hello, welcome to Date Fight, and thank you for listening at the weekend. That makes you special.
You're so good.
And single digited. And no, I'm kidding. But this is the sort of climax of the week because it's forfeit day, where whoever has lost Date Fights this week has to pay the ultimate price involving your guest. Current score is 4.5 to me, 6.5 to Nat.
Yes.
And
I'm Nat Adler, he's Jake.
Yeah,
we are going to be hurling events at each other and seeing which survived the conquer fight of our minds.
Nice. That's a good one. I like that one. Well done.
Thanks.
Let's kick off then and put me out of my misery.
Okay.
It's round one.
Shall I go first?
Yeah, go on. Are you doing your book one?
No.
Oh,
saving it.
Great. Really great.
On the 24th of November, 1974, was discovered 40% of the skeleton of Lucy. Lucy is a small, upright
hominid.
Primate. Yes, hominid.
Thank you.
With a valgus knee.
Yep.
To show that he walked upright and is...
Thought to be the most complete early... Yeah,
was she one of yours? Yeah, I should have gone.
Weird that.
Thank goodness I went first.
That's so annoying.
Good luck catching up now!
We both picked the same one, which means we get half a point each. Yes, Australopithecus.
So, yes,
I think
Australopithecus
is the name.
Lucy. She was named after Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, which the anthropologists were listening to when they found her.
I mean, are we allowed to judge them for that?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, great. I mean, better that than like having to call it Dane because you've been listening to True Steppers. You're out of your mind. I mean, it could have been worse. Okay, well, it's very much over for me, but let's trudge through the machinations of this podcast and have the birthdays.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Zachary Taylor. Do you know who Zachary Taylor was?
He's the best footballer Britain's ever produced.
Nope, he is a president of the United States of America. In fact, I will give you a point if you can name either the president who came before him or after him.
Steely Dan?
No.
And Vincent Price?
No. No, it was Willard Fillmore and James K. Polk. It's the triumvirate of the worst and most boring presidents that no one's ever heard
I should have
of.
Gone for James K. Polk because he's the only one I've heard of because They Might Be Giants has been established.
Yes, he was the 12th president of the United States. He was all rough and ready, and I believe he's the only president to have died in office, but not of assassination, just of being dead.
Oh, right.
Because he ate too much fruit and got explosive diarrhea and died. Yeah, that's Zachary Taylor for you. He farted himself to death.
How much fruit was he eating?
Like 4 apples in a week.
Okay.
It was very fibrous.
That's cool.
Don't worry.
I might have to go. Okay.
Also, happy birthday to William Webb Ellis, the preacher who invented the game of rugby, for which I'm glad he's dead, and I hope wherever he is now, he is suffering eternal torment. William Webb Ellis, inventor of rugby.
Did you have to do rugby at school?
I did have to.
Oh, right. I did it once, and it was not good.
So they let you stop? I mean,
no, 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 no. because I went to state school and it was quite hard. It was South East London.
Yeah.
And there was this massive guy called James Rock, who everyone called Roxy.
And his name was already Rock. They made it longer and less manly. Roxy.
Yeah.
They call me Roxy.
And I tremble, all of you. So I sort of trotted up to him, sort of in a kind of, right, I shall now engage you in a tackle, because he had the ball.
I'm the hooker.
Right, here I come. And he literally, his hand just covered my face. And he just pushed me down into the mud. And I was like, surely that's not allowed.
No, that's entirely allowed.
Yeah.
That's the aim of the game.
Yeah. And bizarrely, I had a saxophone lesson every week at that time.
Did you do that? Very into clarinet after that.
There was a really terrible moment when the PE department discovered that your music lessons rotate, the time rotates, so that you don't miss the same lesson every
week. Not mine, though. Mine.
Because that would be a very strange anomaly. Mine was always...
Always during the double period that is games.
So that's rugby covered.
That's rugby covered. Also, happy birthday to Bessie Blount Griffin, who is an African-American physical therapist and nurse who invented a self-feeding apparatus for amputees.
Gosh.
And an emesis basin, which means it's a little tub you can emit into.
Okay.
Made of cardboard, which is still used in Belgium to this day. You know that...
Is it basically a pizza box?
No, it's... I don't know if you've been into hospital for a big operation, but after you have, they give you... things that are made that look like a bedpan but are made of sort of a rough cardboard.
Yeah.
So she invented that.
Oh wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. And happy death day to Hiram Maxim, the inventor of the Maxim gun, the first real machine gun which we used to take over lots of the world. Hilaire Belloc wrote a poem which said, "Whatever happens, we have got the Maxim gun and they have not."
I remember that poem. It's a good poem.
Also, happy death day to Freddie Mercury and Dodie Smith, who wrote The Starlight Barking and 101 Dalmatians.
Well done.
Have you read Starlight Barking?
No.
That one's super weird.
It is.
All humans go to sleep forever, then the dogs are in charge.
Wow.
And the dogs work out... No, I won't spoil it for you. The dogs find something out.
I feel like I'm going to bleep.
Yeah.
Your thing.
And they find out it's all...
It was JR.
This is that JR.
Great. Well done.
Thank you. Happy death day to them. Round
two! And round two. Okay. Well, this is unsavable for me. I don't even care anymore. I didn't want to win.
Put some effort into it.
Just shut up. 1434.
Ooh.
November the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
And... something happened which has not happened since January 1963. The River Thames freezes over in London. And it was very, very freezy and very, very cold.
Did they have a fair, an ice fair?
Probably. I don't know, mate. I didn't even bother looking it up. I just love throwing this week away. So, yes, January 1963 is the last time it happened. And the last time before that was 1814. January then. So it doesn't happen that often.
Mm.
And I don't think it's ever going to happen again, do you?
No. If anything, the opposite of that.
Yes, yes. And let me take you forward.
Melt.
Yes, to November the 24th, 2041, when it boils.
Yes.
Oh, man, that's so dark.
Okay. Go on then.
Well, who cares? You could literally just do a raspberry noise for the whole of this round and it wouldn't even matter.
On the 24th of November, 1859,
whatever.
A book was published called On the Origin of Species.
Oh, well done.
Charles Darwin.
Well done, you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It was a nice tie-in with Lucy, you see. I was going to tie the two together.
That was a good one, mate.
Hominids and...
I think you're using a much better website than I am. Curses. That's very annoying. I need to find your website.
Fortunately, there's yoghurt in the fridge.
Yes. Oh, okay. It's forfeit time.
It's yoghurt time.
Here we go then. So last week, Nat talked to me about the witch hunts of the 17th century.
Yes, 17th century.
In East Anglia. while he fed me a peach yogurt.
Yes.
Today it's pineapple and passion fruit.
Lovely.
And what would you like to talk about?
Let's talk about conscientious objectors in the First World War.
Oh, that sounds fun. Okay. Hit me with it.
Okay, so at the beginning of the First World War, everyone in the army was a volunteer, because it was seen as being very British that you didn't actually have to... You didn't have to conscript people. So the Germans had conscription and the French had conscription because they were terrible continentals who really didn't understand that you had got a strong army by having it full of volunteers. And every Englishman would obviously volunteer because who wouldn't want to go and die in France on behalf of the king and various other large landowners? At this point in time, I'm sure you would be.
You want to come up into your left a little bit?
I'm not sure I do. Late 1915, they realised, everyone who volunteered has been killed. We've run out of people. We really need lots of other people. But there seem to be lots of malingerers who haven't bothered volunteering, so we should conscript them all. But they included a right of conscientious objection in the bill, which said if you sincerely, conscientiously object to having to fight, then you don't have to. So if you're a Quaker or someone like that, then you shouldn't have to fight.
Was there a massive uptick in Quakers?
Well, yes, there were occasionally, there were in some congregations, but actually most of the churches supported the war. So what's been expected to be very peaceful suddenly became very warlike. Also, if you said you had a conscientious objection, the government didn't have to disbelieve you. You had to have a tribunal. So you had to go and explain to a tribunal of people who were usually made up of a local member of the military a magistrate decide if you were telling the truth or not. They generally decided that you weren't. They tended to believe religious people more than they believed people who said they were pacifists for any other reason. So if you said you were a socialist and a pacifist, they just wouldn't believe you because they didn't think that was a thing. There was one tribunal where one of the generals said that you couldn't have a conscience if you were a socialist, so you couldn't possibly have a conscientious objection to anything.
Amazing. Can I just butt in to say that?
Yes.
I can tell you're a parent because you did a very sweet little chin scrape. You know, you've done years of spoon feeding. I could tell.
I think that's it. I think we're yogurt is out.
Amazing.
Well done.
Well done.
The beginning of the story of conscientious objectors.
And congratulations for winning this week's date fight.
Thank you.
We'll say goodbye. We reset the clock tomorrow morning when we'll have another date fight. And maybe, just maybe, this week I'll win.
It'll be everything to play for. All of history to play for.
That's good. Anyway, please like, subscribe and share.
Yes, review, right? A lovely review saying, I think they're very good.
That would be really great.
Tell your workmates about this new podcast you're listening to.
Workmates? People have those.
Apparently.
You do that. Make us your water cooler chat.
Yeah, have you heard that new podcast?
Oh, it's really fantastic. Just say it.
What are you watching on Netflix at the moment? I've gone off Netflix. I'm now only on the Date Fight podcast.
Yes.
That's all day, every day.
It's the only binge I watch. Right. I'm going to make this.
You're going to make it a thing. You're really going all in on binge. Or what?
We will see you tomorrow for a brand new date fight. Take care. Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.